Earlier, I spoke with Reverend Starsky Wilson. He's the pastor at St. John's Church in St. Louis. He's also co-chair of the Ferguson Commission.
No one should believe a headline that this is over. No one should believe a headline that we've made it. Ultimately, people should know that St. Louis has much work to do, that Ferguson has much work to do, and that it's the same work that they've got to do in their communities as well.
The Ferguson Commission is set to release its official report in September. It will examine the root causes of last year's unrest and offer specific recommendations for the future. I asked Reverend Wilson whether change had already come to the area.
I'm confident that change has begun, that relationships are beginning to change. I think there are a couple of ways they say you get things done, organized money and organized people. What we've seen over the course of this year is the outcomes of a civic engagement at a level that we've not seen, particularly in St. Louis County. We've seen people turn out to vote and mobilize in ways that we've not seen in recent history for these kind of mid-year and off elections. These kinds of things give me hope, but the key will be pushing beyond this moment, this year. True change happens over the course of decades and generations, and we look forward to working with the people of the St. Louis region to make sure that happens.
This is something that's harder to measure, but let me ask you, how does the community feel a year in terms of the healing process?
So I think theologically in this way. I'm a minister, mm-hmm. a pastor, church. And I think deeply about this concept of reconciliation and healing. So I think we have to be careful not to make overly sentimental or over-spiritualize the concepts of healing or reconciliation. We must recognize that reconciliation happens between equals. So there must be some structural adjustment and systemic work done to make sure that we're talking about communities of equal. In areas where we have changed policy to assure that there is greater equity, there will be healing. Conversations and dialogue can be helpful in interpersonal relations, but it doesn't necessarily always lead to healing. And in that way, we have a long way to go.
Obviously, you know your community, but doing this work on the commission, was there anything that surprised you?
Quite frankly, what surprised me most is the number of folks who had no idea that their fellow citizens and neighbors lived in the conditions that they do.
Can you describe some of those conditions you're talking about?
Well, I mean, one of the things we know is that our county seat, which is in 63105, it's Clayton, Missouri. People who live in that zip code literally live 18 years longer than people who live in 63106, which is in North St. Louis City, near my church. Literally, that's 10 miles apart. But when you compare those same citizens who have access to the same infrastructure purportedly, I think that the average household income in 63105 is $90,000 and 63106 is $24,000. The unemployment rate is under 5% in 63105. It's over 30% in 63106. That kind of gross disparity side by side actually suggests that in our region of 2.8 million people, that there are those who are recovering from the recession and there are people still living in the depression.
Do you feel like there's been a recognition of the racial issues that have led to this situation?
I don't think, quite frankly, there was any ignorance of the racial challenges.
Mm-hmm.
I think what there was a misunderstanding or a misplaced understanding by those who are privileged of whose responsibility that is. There's still conversation about the personal responsibility of people and the need for people to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, people don't understand that that a diffuse workforce, that built-in privilege from generation to generation make it more difficult for people to move from poor to working class, from working class to middle class in our region than it is almost any major city throughout the United States. You check all the boxes and do what you need to do and finish college and finish high school and these kind of things. That stuff breaks down when you see a young man laying in the street for 4.5 hours who's finished high school from a school that was not accredited and who was in a week and a half headed to vocational school. And so I think the reality of the racial challenges has been known at some level. The question is, have they been owned at every level?
Reverend Starsky Wilson is co-chair of the Ferguson Commission. He joined us from St. Louis Public Radio. Reverend Wilson, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for continuing this conversation.